Hello, coaches and basketball enthusiasts. Welcome to the Coach Carvalho Podcast, the podcast that explores the world of statistically based basketball strategies and bold training methods. I'm your host, Coach Carvalho. In today's episode, we will explore the changing landscape of app sports within academia, particularly focusing on the recent and evolving new era of recruiting in Division I college men's basketball programs. As these college basketball programs dive into the ongoing recruiting season, a significant change is a reality. The prevalence of paying for play. Traditional methods of recruiting are giving way to fresh approaches as athletes explore alternative paths to secure their futures in the sport. Many of the top recruits are now not only declaring for the NBA draft, but also utilizing the transfer portal. Through this portal, they're being courted with enticing NIL deals, resulting in lucrative contracts and endorsement opportunities worth millions. Yet, during this surge of financial gains, questions persist about the consequences of these shifts. Are these new practices the optimal route for sports within an academic context? Is this the intended course for the future of collegiate sports? Not long ago, even minor infractions like covering a player's dinner tab or transport expenses could spell trouble with the NCAA for coaches and programs. Now, players are inking deals worth millions with considerably less oversight, with schools making headlines for signing recruits at millionaire levels. But what fate awaits schools that resist these changes, choosing instead to focus on player development and program growth in line with the original mission of collegiate sports? First, players secure substantial contracts without necessarily pursuing a college degree. The distinction between college basketball and minor league sports becomes increasingly blurred. In the process, coaches find themselves wrestling with discrepancies in NIL valuations among their team members. Is the temptation of on-court millions overshadowing the importance of a college education? Can student athletes effectively manage their pursuit of wealth alongside academic pursuits, potentially transferring between multiple schools in the process? Change is imperative. The current landscape poses a threat to the educational goals that should be at the heart of college sports. At the forefront of this issue, the NCAA needs to ensure, through adjustments to rules and regulations, a balance between student athletes' pursuit of wealth and their academic endeavors. Looking ahead to the upcoming basketball season, there's concern that unequal competition may become commonplace, with financially advantaged teams gaining a decisive edge. Stakeholders in college basketball must unite to address these challenges and safeguard the integrity of the sport and the educational mission of colleges amidst the evolving landscape of recruiting practices. Well, coaches, that wraps up today's episode. If you found today's episode insightful, please show your support by leaving your likes and comments on our podcast website. Your feedback helps us to continue bringing you valuable content, and your engagement is vital in attracting on-site advertisements. Remember that you can access our podcast on various platforms, including TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and more. Just search for Coach Carvalho Podcast to catch up on all of our episodes. Coaches, I look forward to having you as our guest on our next episode. Until next time, keep embracing and adapting to these new trends. Always remember that the primary aim is to foster continuous improvement. This is Coach Carvalho signing off.